Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Y'all smoking the competition. Oh, come on, tell me how that feel, baby. Oh,
stop it, Rick. Stop it. Ricky Rose. Going. I'm going to do keep my going. Ricky Rose.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on a Tuesday. Coming up, we're going to talk with Dave Archer. He's the analyst for our Atlanta Falcons, calls the games of West, and we'll get his thoughts on the upcoming game with the Bills on Monday night. We'll talk more about what's going on around the NFL and a big trade today that is going to be interesting. But he can still sling it. They know that, and they need some help right now until they get their guy back. We'll tell you more about that in just a minute. But, Mike, you have been involved with this for many, many years. We, as a show, have gotten involved with this, and it's coming up again.
Hey, man, it's called Paint Gwinnett Pink. Just put the link up at Mike Bell ATL. I think most of us have got somebody in their lives who've dealt with cancer. In this case, it's breast cancer. It's a 5K walk run. And what's really cool about it, over the years, it's been over at Cool Ray Field, and they've kind of outgrown that area. So now it's going to be at the Gas South District. So that's going to be pretty cool over on Sugarloaf. Oh. And it's coming up, guys, a week from Saturday. So if you want to get the details, it's up there at Mike Bell ATL, 5K walk run for breast cancer, and they celebrate survivors. And it's really, if you've ever been to it for the first time, you'll be like, I'm not crying, you're crying. But it's an amazing event, and of course, we're always involved with the community. We've raised over $3 million over the years, looking to come up with $500,000 this time around. So get registered, walk, run, or just show up and support. But Pink Gwinnett Pink, Dukes and Bell, man, will be a part of it again.
Yeah, it's a great cause, great people involved, and it is something we hope you get involved in. All right. Part of the discussion all this offseason leading into the season was about Shedeur Sanders. What if I told you now he's a play away? I don't wish injury on anybody, but every backup quarterback is a play away. And now Shedeur is the backup. You're going, wait a minute. No, he's not. It's Joe Flacco. Let's get to 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down. Let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So the Browns trade Joe Flacco and a 6th-round pick to the Bengals for a 5th-round pick. Why? Well, Jake Browning's not doing it. And if they're going to stay in contention and they're going to attempt to stay in the standings as far as being a playoff contender until Joe Burrow gets back, they need help right now. Bengals are 2-3, but, Mike, that offense has just been dead. And Joe Flacco can still throw the ball vertically. So you go get a guy who's a vet. Can't be any worse than what it's been.
Yeah, but this goes back to the question about Kirk Cousins. I mean, this seems like the perfect case study for where we thought a team's dead in the water. They got big-time resources on the offensive side. There's expectations of the Super Bowl preseason injury. Okay, Kirk Cousins, not happening. So if you can't pull this deal off, now again, that's not to say, I don't want to even mention it for bad karma, but somebody else, Carlos, the starting quarterback on a playoff contender, goes down, but we're going to run out of weeks before you know the trade deadline comes and goes. But this is one where they're going to go with Flacco, Jake Browning. All he's got going for him is that incredibly hot wife of his who wears very skimpy outfits, especially when it's cold weather. But you will not be seeing shots of her anymore on the sideline, as it's Flacco. And to your point now about Shedeur Sanders, you know, what if Dylan Gabriel stinks it up? You know, are they prepared to, you know, get Shedeur in there? And then he can finally, we can settle this stupid argument once and for all. If it was the greatest conspiracy or this guy really can't play.
I think he's going to play regardless. The Browns need to figure out where they're going next season. They got a bunch of picks. They could easily go back into the quarterback draft and draft another quarterback if they want to. Mike, before the season's over,
Win, lose, or draw, they got to figure out whether one of these guys is good enough. And that's why Shador eventually is going to play. It may not be the next 2 weeks. Fine. Right. But the season is long, guys, and they're going to play this guy so they can figure out, hey, Dylan's good. Shador's good. We feel like we can have a competition here. One of these guys is going to be our guy down the road. Or neither one of them can play, and we got to get back into the quarterback business and go draft one because they got a bunch of picks. The Browns have maneuvered in a way where, remember, they gave up a lot of picks to get Deshaun. We forget. But now they've recouped a bunch of that in some of the deals that they've done. And so they're really in a good position going into next season as far as the draft. But you got to figure out if one of these guys can play.
Look, you still got a foundational edge rusher, which not every team has, in Myles Garrett. You still got a bunch of weapons out there. I'm with you. And as we said, you know, the hue and cry over this, like it certainly surprised a lot of folks. Cam Ward has not yet distinguished himself in any fashion. I mean, they got a win, but that was that was more about Arizona completely blowing it on Sunday out in Phoenix. But it's just one of those where you're like, please, I just want to see what he can do. One way or the other, with a star, you know, because you can't judge from the preseason.
You can't.
You know, with playing with guys who get cut, you know, they're, you know, the fourth string dudes. Hey, some bad news for people that own Brock Bowers in your fantasy league. Adam Schefter reporting, which apparently some Raider insiders have known, that Brock Bowers has been dealing with a PCL issue.
Ooh.
That's the posterior cruciate ligament. Anybody who's ever had an issue with the PCL, and I've had it, it wobbles. You can't put weight on it. It feels very unstable. And the only thing that makes it better is rest. So if you're Brock Bowers and you're the Raiders, I mean, yikes. They just got smoked by the Colts, and it looks like he won't be around anytime soon. He's got to rest it up.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. He's their best player, and he's just a game changer. He would make Geno so much better because Geno would trust to throw the ball to him. He's tried to play through this, but Mike's right. It's just not the same. He's got to get that worked on. Meanwhile, while we're talking about what's going on around the league, let me hear Ja'Marr Chase talking about what's going on in Cincinnati. Big trade because, again, you don't see a lot of this, especially this early in the season. And by the way, before we get to that, let me ask you something. You guys think the Falcons are not trading Kirk Cousins because of the way things went down with him and saying, you're good?
No, I think if somebody – you're just going to try to massage – try to get someone to take some of the money off the books and just try to leverage it for a good day two pick, in my mind.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think there's anything malicious.
Okay.
Now, if I was a GM,
I'm just asking.
Well, you know,
they did not like the way that went down.
No, and this is why Kirk Cousins gives us dirty looks at practice. At least he did this summer.
Burning eyes.
I didn't see it. I was told by Day-Day. I didn't actually see it.
Your forehead should be on fire.
I guess, but you know, it's just if you say, and I understand the argument. Any player worth his salt is not going to take himself out of a game. But you get to the point
you're right about that, Mike.
You get to the point where you're hurting the squad. And then, you know, to sit there and get into literally quibbling over your mention one day on the injury report that it was a typographic error. And then you're saying, you're fine. And then you go out of your way to let everybody in the world know that you were not even close to 100%.
Okay.
That's why I lost a lot of respect for Kirk. I don't think he's a bad person. I think he just doesn't have an off switch. I think he loves the spotlight. I think there's a little bit of, I mean, most narcissists, you know, you can be a good person to be a narcissist, I guess, as long as you're not hurting other people.
Who are you talking about?
But I think that there's something about that that's involved in this equation.
All right.
If I'm honest.
This is all I'm saying, and I know nothing. But what if teams have called and they've been like, he's not available? I don't know anything.
Well, I mean,
I'm just saying.
Well, that, you know what, that plays out to people who said it was the greatest, the highest price and still the stupidest, but still the greatest insurance policy ever in the history of the NFL.
Well, I think, Mike, if things had gone differently, and this is where I'm at, if it was handled differently, because what it made it out to be was like it was the team's fault and not his fault, that this injury took place and it wasn't handled the way it should have been and all of that. We don't want to go back. But all I'm saying is, what if teams have called and they've been like, it's not available?
Well, then that could be the stick it to you.
That's what I'm saying.
What's the line from Days of Thunder? Japanese inspection. Just let the lettuce sit on the dock.
Just let it sit.
For months and months and months. All right. We got to wait to inspect that. Basically say screw you.
Well, because Falcon fans are like, look, Cousins is better than Flacco right now at his point in his career, isn't
correct.
He?
Yes.
He's better.
Yes.
By
any metric.
Okay, so why wouldn't you call us?
He's not available.
What?
I
don't know any. I'm just saying, isn't that weird? You call Flacco over Cousins if you really want to improve over the next 6 weeks before Joe Burrow gets back. So I'm just saying.
She's having Fontenot saying, this I don't forget.
I don't know. I'm not going to put that on Fontenot. I'm just saying.
Interesting.
Guys, I've been doing this a long time. Front offices hold grudges just like players do. And if you're going to say that they don't, you don't get it. All I'm telling you is, if you're saying we're paying him already, what happened in the past ticked us off, and guess what? He's sitting the bench, and he's our backup. He's going to be here. Then you do that.
All right, for those that are interested, the NFL trade deadline is the Tuesday before our Berlin game, November 4th. So if you're just following along, and again, let's just say, I don't want to say a name because I think that's bad luck, but a starting quarterback on a playoff caliber team,
sure,
and all of a sudden the offer is going to help you mitigate some of your cost, and you get a really good day two pick, maybe still happens. Hey, man, talked about it to start the show, the Chiefs fall to the Jaguars. Do you think the officiating was as bad as I thought it was?
Look, I just...
Or is it just always magnified because it is Kansas City?
That's it right there. It's magnified because of the Chiefs, and they always feel like they're getting the breaks.
But the Chiefs work on the margins, as they did with that pick play at the goal line.
Everybody feels like the Chiefs are now what the Patriots were. They get all the calls. They get all the breaks when it comes to questionable calls. And you always felt like the Patriots were getting over during their heyday, right, when Brady was there and they're winning all the time. That's what it feels like with the Chiefs. And I just think it's magnified now because, Mike, social media goes bananas when a call like this is not made. And everybody goes, wait a minute. And then you see the memes and everything. It just gets carried away.
I ended the show yesterday, and I was clearing my throat, talking about why does Jonathan Gannon have to apologize to Amari DeMarcado for doing one of those stupid things where you leave the ball at the goal line, and it basically contributed to a loss. They had the turnover off the turnover at the end, but it would have been 28-6, and maybe even then, Carl, Arizona doesn't blow that game to the Titans. If you didn't see it, Amari DeMarcado drops the ball right there at the goal line. It's the classic touchback, and Gannon goes nuts, and he was being consoled at the time. Some players were yelling at him, too, by the way, and coaches. So it wasn't just Gannon. I guess there was the threat or the specter of maybe the Players Association, Carl, making a beef, you know, with the league about it. For what it's worth, Gannon apologizes to DeMarcado. I let the moment get the better of me, and he made a mistake by brushing up against the player on the sideline. You know, I mean, how soft are we in 2025? It was a stupid mistake.
Yeah.
Other coaches would have knocked your block off, but that's 2025, and so feelings, nothing more than feelings.
I want you to hear Jonathan Gannon talk about the sideline blow up, and then I'll tell you where I'm at on this. Here he is.
I woke up this morning and didn't feel great about it, honestly. And so in the team meeting, I addressed it. I apologized to Omari, apologized to the team. And I just told him I kind of let the moment of what happened get the better of me there. Obviously, like I try to be emotionally stable and calm because my job is to solve problems when during a game and kind of lead the charge on that. So it's not really who I am, who I want to be, and I told the guys that today.
Okay. I mean, sometimes, Coach, you know, as we said, my dad said, you know, you try to always avoid fights and physical violence, and then sometimes somebody just has it coming. But anyway, what do you think?
Look, I was raised in a family where there were consequences, and even if you were out and about, those consequences took place. It didn't matter where we were. And I think, Mike, that's lost. I think that when players screw up and when players do things that they shouldn't do,
right,
the public consequences play into you not doing it again.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There was nothing worse than being shamed or spanked, you heard me, by my mother in a grocery store or being out or being at church and understanding the consequences of that and not wanting to ever do those things again. It matters. And so when I see guys apologizing for what a coach should do, and that is holding a player accountable for something he did that was wrong publicly, despite how nasty it looked. It's what needs to happen.
Right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.